Chapter 10. The Prophecy.
It's nice to talk to another person,
said the ghost in a quiet voice.
What can I do? I want to sleep, but I can't, and I'm very, very tired.
Virginia sat next to the ghost and looked into his old face.
Poor ghost,
she said.
Can't you find a place to sleep?
There is a place,
he answered in a quiet voice.
There's a small garden far from here. The grass is long, and there's a silver light from the moon. A bird sings all night in the trees.
You're talking about the Garden of Death,
Virginia said.
Yes, death,
the ghost said. Virginia covered her face with her hands.
Death is probably beautiful,
said the ghost.
There's no yesterday or tomorrow. I want to die. I want to lie under the ground and feel the grass on top of my head. I want to find peace.
The ghost looked into Virginia's eyes.
Please help me. You can open the gates of death for me.
Virginia felt very cold.
How can I do that?
She asked.
Do you remember the writing on the library window?
Asked the ghost.
Yes,
answered Virginia, and she recited the four lines.
A young girl will come to this place. Then tears will fall on her face. She will pray and the house will be still. Peace will come to Canterville.
The ghost closed his eyes and listened to the words. Then he smiled at Virginia.
You remember the words perfectly,
he said, impressed.
Yes, but I don't understand their meaning,
said Virginia.
It's a prophecy,
said the ghost.
It's about you. You must cry for my sins. You must meet the angel of death and pray for me. Then he will forgive me and take me with him to a better place.
How can I meet the angel of death?
Asked Virginia, very frightened.
You must come with me. To hell,
answered the ghost.
You will see horrible figures in the dark, and they will talk to you. But they won't hurt you, because you're a good, kind girl.